It's grand final time for the WNBL, and Sunday Morning Sport has all the coverage.
It's a 10-point lead with 17 to go, and Lee Hughes brings the ball up now. And Rebecca McKinnon. Pass to Danny Burton, pass out to Rebecca. Blocked off the three, and that hits 12 with exactly 5 to go on the clock. 98-85. Clock runs out, not quite. Three up. On the goal, rubs around. That's the game. So, he will advance to the preliminary final, either play Canberra or Adelaide. That was a hard-fought game by both teams.
Got Kelly Abrams on the line. She walks to the line confidently. Has a look, not a problem. Steps up, lines up, and misses the first. Sort of encouragement from her Canberra teammates, the Adelaide team, ready to pounce on the ball. She lines up, ready for the kick. Lots of noise. As she makes the second, a good job. Brogan's got the ball. Singing advances. There's 8 seconds left. She's got it forward. Deanna Smith looks at the shot. And a good block from Abraham.
I would love to see the game go into overtime, but I'd hate to see anyone lose a game with 1.3 seconds on the clock. What's the story here? Overtime or a win?
I would think overtime. My hands, my feet, my fingers, everything's shaking at the moment. I feel like I'm a part of the game. The atmosphere is just amazing. And I think it was a very tight call they made on getting the ball back to Sydney too. Adelaide thought it was their possession, but that's why the umpires have called it.
So let's have a look how Sydney is sitting up this out-of-bounds play. Who's going to be the embarrasser? It looks like Burgess is doing the pass. Mel's sitting up on a baseline.
But Tracy Braithwaite guarding the inbound and trying to deflect the ball coming in. And
he leaves it to the ball.
Put pressure on it big time.
So using arm. He's up the screen.
Easily been a pet pair with Tracy Braithwaite putting her arms over the line. One second.
So sit back and join Sunday Morning Sport as they bring you the grand final with your hosts, Jeffrey Adams, Jeff Marnie and Mark Aston.
Good afternoon and welcome to the AIS Arena, the palace where for the second year in a row the Women's National Basketball League championship title will be decided, and amazingly for the second year running the same two teams will be meeting in the grand final at this same venue. The home team, the Canberra Capitals, will be up against the champions from last year, the Sydney Panthers, who came into Canberra and walked out with the title. Pinched it and went home with it. It's a sellout here at the AIS Arena, and from the skybox we're We're going to bring you the commentary of this game, of what should be a great grand final. These two teams met back at the start of the season. The very first match of the WNBL season for 2001-2002 was at the Tuggeranong Basketball Stadium, where the Canberra Capitals hosted the Sydney Panthers in the initial grand final rematch. It was the Capitals that came out on top on that occasion, 81-79, in a very close match. These sides have changed somewhat, especially the Canberra Capitals. The Sydney Panthers were pretty much the same lineup that they had on that day, but the Capitals especially have changed a lot. It was a Sydney side that's a bit different from last year's grand final as well. We'll go through the lineups very shortly. So the Capitals won that first match. The second matchup between these two teams during the regular season was up in Penrith. And it was Sydney who got away to a big victory there. They just a match they totally dominated, 81-65. Later on, the Capitals went to Sydney again. Again, the match played at Penrith. This time, it was the Capitals who came out with a very, very solid win, 89-72. The big difference, perhaps, about this match is the fact that Lauren Jackson will be playing for the Canberra Capitals. And she wasn't there for the first game or the second game that Sydney got their victory up at Penrith, but Lauren Jackson will be here. So let's take a look up at the lineups then. The Canberra Capitals will have Jacinta Hamilton, Natalie Hurst, Eleanor Sharp, Gemma Sutherland, Shelley Sandy, Lucille Hamilton, Kelly Abrams, Kim Whelans, Lauren Jackson and Sarah Berry will be the players that will be taking part in this match for the Canberra Capitals. Jacinta Hamilton, of course, hasn't played in the finals so far, and she suffered an injury in the last game of the regular season. She sat back and waited, got the injury healed, and now is ready to take her place on court for the final, and bring some extra strength and extra height into this lineup. The Sydney Panthers, their lineup will be Narelle Lindsay, Rebecca McKinnon, Alison O'Dwyer, Belinda Snell, Natalie Hughes, Leanne Dalton, Annie Burgess, Karen Smith, Lauren Fitzgerald, and Brianna Hennessy. They have made a few changes to the side. A couple of the players have left and gone to other places. Susie Backovic went to Townsville. Rhonda Corkin ends up retiring, getting pregnant, and is now the assistant coach, taking over mid-season. And so there are some changes that will affect the Panthers, and they certainly lose out on the height department, and that's where the Capitals have strengthened, getting Jacinta Hamilton back. And, of course, Lauren Jackson, who didn't play in the first two matches between these teams. For the Capitals, well, there's revenge on their minds, of course, because having lost last year here, going down the last few minutes when Sydney got up and snuck the victory, that's one of the things that will be on their minds. And one of the other things that will be on the Capitals' minds is the fact that Shelley Sandy will definitely be playing her last game of basketball in the WNBL. Back injuries hurt her last year. She wasn't the player she could have been in the final. She is very fit this time and very much looking forward to this, and the Capitals want to win it for her. Lucille Hamilton's made noises about retiring for the seventh or eighth time, whatever it is, but she'll probably be back. But there's plenty of emotion in it for the Capitals' revenge and also wanting to get this victory. So it's going to be a great matchup. Well, joining me in commentary, we will have Jeff Adams and Jessica Marney, and down courtside, we will have Craig Revell.
Well, I'm with the general manager of the WNBL, Lorraine Landon. Lorraine, another fantastic grand final day here at the AIS Arena, and another sellout.
Fantastic. We were here last year with the same two teams. I'm sure the local Canberra fans will want a different result, and I think Canberra will be able to get over the line this afternoon.
A big call from a former Flames manager.
That's right, but I love the game, and I think both teams have earned their way here. They've played very well during the season, and I think it's been interesting watching Canberra. They've basically had two seasons, given that Lauren came back halfway through, and I think that's been probably a great thing for them. So they're very enthusiastic, they're playing well, and I think they're peaking at the right time.
Lorraine Lennon, good luck. We hope that the 22nd season of WNBL is as exciting a finish as last year.
Thank you.
Coach Kerrigan, well, it is the revenge opportunity now. How has the week of preparations been?
Yeah, look, it's been a great week. We've been really precise at practice. The team's really focused on the task. It's just a matter of us staying poised and calm and going about business.
And the girls, no injury worries. Of course, Jacinta and Lucy are both hand and shoulder, respectively.
No, they're fine. I mean, you wouldn't even know Jacinta had a shoulder injury. She went hard at it all week. Took big hits on the boards against Lauren and some big screens, and she's perfect, ready to go.
And can you tell us your starting five now?
Yeah, Lucille Hamilton's going to start. We've gone with experience and just the fact that Jacinta didn't play the semi in the last big game against Adelaide. So we've gone for the experience. You know, Jacinta will come off the bench and help us immensely.
And how do you beat Sydney?
We just play our game. They've got to try and beat us. You know, they've got to match up against us. We've got to shut down Snell, Lindsay and Burgess. If we get that done, I think we'll be in good shape.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Karen Dalton, welcome back to Canberra. Some fond memories from a full AIS Arena last year.
Yeah, we had some good memories from last year. There's some different ball games today, and we're looking forward to today's game as well.
The girls have had three tough matches in a row now. How are they shaping up physically?
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough match. This is our fifth weekend on the road, so it has been pretty taxing physically, but, you know, I think that's all forgotten when you tell me you've only got one game to play, and, you know, they've been good at practice this week, and, you know, they'll be ready to play today.
For the team, there is a lot of experience in it, so they won't be fazed by the big crowd that is running in here?
No, I mean, I think both teams might be a little bit nervous at the start, but that's normal of a grand final, and, hopefully we'll be fine.
Good luck today. How do you beat Canberra?
I think we've got to do a good job on the boards and, you know, contain Jackson more than stop her, and make sure some of the other players don't get into the game.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Ronna Corcoran, well, no stranger to the AIS Arena packed out. Last year you were a part of this game. How does it feel watching it as an assistant coach this year?
Oh, it's definitely a different venue for me. I really miss being on the court, and I guess because I'm only pregnant and it's not like I've actually retired, it's a little bit harder not to step on the other side of the white line. But the girls have worked really hard, and it's good for me to kind of see it from a different angle.
What would some of the new girls into the team that didn't experience this last year, what would they be feeling right now as they warm up?
Oh, they'd probably be a bit nervous because most of our games aren't packed houses like it is tonight. And, you know, they're coming into their first final ever, and so of course you're going to have a bit more nerves and things. But the older veterans on the team, they've been really relaxed, and I think that's kind of helped kind of stem off some of the nervousness.
And starting five, who are your matchups at the moment?
Well, Annie will probably be playing on Eleanor Sharp, and Alison O'Dwyer will be on Jackson, and we'll have Belinda on Shelley Sandy. So it'll be some very good matchups there, and I think it'll be very physical as well as it against Canberra.
Well, good luck with today. Not too much as a Capital fan, but...
Oh, get out of here.
And all the best.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, joining in commentary, Jeff Adams will be here. Jeff, looking at the matchups then for this match, what do you think are going to be some of the key matchups between the two teams?
Look, I think for the Capitals, their forward lineup is the best it's been all season. One interesting thing to look at in the matchups between the Capitals and the Sydney Panthers throughout this season is the fact that the undersized Panthers haven't had to contend with all four star players up front for the Capitals, and those players I mean, of course, Lauren Jackson, Shelley Sandy and the Hamilton sisters. At no stage in this season have all four played against the Sydney Panthers up until tonight. So that's going to be a definite focal point for the Sydney Panthers. They've done obviously very well this season without some of the size they had last year, but tonight's a different story because they will have to contend with all four players that at various stages of the season have stepped up in the absence of their teammates.
Of course, as we heard from Karen Dalton, they've been on the road now for, this is about 5 weeks in a row, on the road. It's going to be taking a bit of a toll. They had to go to Melbourne to defeat Dandenong, as we heard earlier. They beat Adelaide and Adelaide last week to get here. It's going to be taking a toll on them, and at the end, it could be a factor.
It's going to be very important. I mean, the last 2 weeks, the Capitals have been practicing in this very arena and doing everything they wanted to do. Meantime, the Panthers, as you said, they've been on the road. They had to go to overtime last week against the Adelaide Lightning, and that is certainly going to take its toll. So there's no doubt about it that the Capitals will be fresher. But as we see in many codes, perhaps having the week off can arrest momentum and can rattle things as well. So it could go either way. I hate to say on the fence, but it could work either way.
Yes, the emotional side of this, of course, is the fact that we definitely know Shelley Sandy's playing her very last game. Great player, tremendous career. Just look at the stats of her career and what she's achieved in this game. You can sit here for 15 minutes, as a representative player, as a junior, as a senior, playing at the Olympics, has won two medals at the Olympics, etc. Played in world championships with the Opals. She's sixth all-time in games played in the WNBL, second all-time points scored. eighth in the point average points per game, fourth in free throw percentage, shooting over 81% for a career from the free throw line. Plus it just goes on and on and on the list. A six-time WNBL championship winner. She knows how to get it done. A life member already in the WNBL. She's still playing. An amazing player. That emotional side, the team want to win it for her as well. It's got to be a factor here this afternoon.
Once again, that could go either way, but as you said, Shirley Sanders, she's been there and done everything, and she's the ultimate professional, and even this season, she's making, you know, the most important contribution she could. In Lauren Jackson's absence in the first game, she stepped up and led the scoring for the team, and in the game that the Capitals lost to the Sydney Panthers this year, but of course the second game up there in Penrith, Shirley Sanders wasn't part of that side, and so, you know, she's a real factor, and hopefully she'll be able to block out the emotional side of things. Her parents are here this afternoon, and so, yeah, it will take its toll, but it could work either way. I hate to say it again, it could be the ultimate high and really get them over the line, or it could just be a little bit too much pressure, we don't know, and that's why we're here to see.
Well, let's go and catch Craig, who's caught up with...
Bob Turner, welcome back to Canberra. Last year you visited and the Sydney Panthers took away the win back home.
Well, I missed the game last year because the Kings played on the same night, but I watched it on the TV monitors and in the corporate suites from the Superdome, and it was great to watch. So this year I thought, no, I'll make sure I come down and make the trip and see it live.
To see the Palace full again, something you haven't enjoyed even when you visited with the Kings to Canberra?
Every time I walk in here, I have very fond memories, because 20 years ago almost is when the 83 season we won the first title for Canberra, and you know, we used to fill it almost every game. So it's good to see that the game in 20 years has progressed to where it is now, where the girls can step up and do the same thing, and the game of basketball is very healthy.
In Canberra, the girls do stand alone. In Sydney, there still is that little sisters mentality to them.
Well, it's a lot harder in a place like Sydney to stand alone, you know. So we use the strength of the organization for both teams. They play at the Superdome before all our games, and we had three games where we actually went out and played in Penrith, so we had standalone games, and that was an interesting experiment. It has a little bit of chance to work, and I think long term we'd like to see the girls play on their own and really build it up, maybe play at the State Sports Center or in Penrith.
Well, we know who you're going for, but have a good day anyway.
Just looking forward to a good game.
Ross Graham, a great day for One Basketball with Canberra.
Oh, you're going to be happy with this, haven't you, Craig? Full house. Capitals are looking pretty sharp too, I think.
And talking about it, Sharp, Eleanor Sharp's 150th game is a little bit clouded by the fact that it's Shirley Sanders' last.
Oh, yes, but I mean, I don't think either of them are interested in personal achievements today. It's a team thing, and they're all focused on bringing that title back.
And 4-1 basketball in Canberra, of course, this year has been another great year for the whole collaboration between national, state and... all the levels of basketball.
Yeah, we're starting to get all the programs running in cahoots with each other, and this is just the icing on the cake. I mean, Cannons had a big win over the second team in the NBL last night by 27, and now we've got the girls looking ready to take the title out. So, yeah, it's a big day in Canberra. There's plenty of party tonight, I think.
Yeah, we all wish everyone the best, and particularly a good day for everyone at One Basketball Canberra today.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
Kristen Beale, how has the atmosphere been in the build-up by the girls?
It's been great. The whole team's had a really sharp week of practice and are really enthused and fired up to try and get the win over Sydney this week.
And for yourself, the first grand final in 4 years that you're not actually suiting up?
Just one of those things, I guess, one of those basketball sport things. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm still a part of the team, whether I'm playing or sitting on the bench. And you know, it's bigger than me this week, and I just hope they have a great one.
Well, I look forward to hearing from your comments in the second quarter.
Sounds good.
So it's 2 minutes away from tip-off time for the 2001-2002 Grand Final here from the AIS Arena, the Palace. And there's a few championship banners already hanging from the ceiling in this arena. The ones won by the Canberra Cannons in the NBL, and of course the one that the Canberra Capitals won 2 years ago, the 1999-2000 championship. They'll be looking to make it 2 out of 3 years, the Capitals, with this one. Down courtside, of course, is Craig Revelle. And Craig, how's
as I look around the arena now, there's only a handful of seats that are left vacant, and I'm sure as this game gets within a minute now of the start time, it will be full. And I guess, Jeff Marnie, this is what you are looking forward to, moving out into the franchises and playing in front of packed arenas in grand finals.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's everyone's top thing you can do in the WNBL is playing a grand final, let alone win a championship. So hopefully one day in the near future, I'll get that opportunity.
Well, Jess, your thoughts on how do you think this one's going to go?
I'm not sure. I think it's going to be pretty tight. I think they just might get them with Jackson and Sandy just wanting it more. I don't know about wanting more, but they're just going to have a fire in the belly tonight. I think it's just going to be tough.
Big farewell, of course, for Shelley Sandy. Lucille Hamilton talking about retirement. Don't think that's going to really happen. But, and the bench factor from last year, of course.
Definitely, that's going to be on their minds and stuff. It's been in the papers all week about getting revenge and stuff like that. But I think they've got the team to do at Capitals. But I don't know, Sydney is still tough. They've done it the hard way to get through. So they didn't make the top two, so they've down the highway, and I think they're going to be after as well.
The referees make their way onto the court. The caregiver kick apples come on out with their starting lineup, which is Eleanor Sharp, Shelley Sandy, Lucille Hamilton, Kelly Abrams, and of course Lauren Jackson. We'll just wait and see and confirm who the Sydney Panthers will bring out. Shelley Sandy, of course, in her last game. She's been shaking hands with the referees before the match. This should be an absolute beauty of a game. The game has been, well, for the Capitals, they've looked forward to since last year when the Panthers came in here and eventually stole that game away. Jeff Adams, while the team's coming out, your tip?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Caps.
Yes, I think we're all going with the Caps. And so here they come, the Sydney Panthers, the last little huddle between the starting five. Alison O'Dwyer, Linda Snell, Natalie Hughes, Annie Burgess and Karen Smith, who of course was on that Capitals championship team from 2 years ago. Came out of retirement to play with the Panthers this year to give them the big body, something they really will need in this game. So it's Jackson against O'Dwyer, teammates from the AIS 2 years ago. The Capitals try to get the ball inside. Abrams has it knocked over Burgess, but gets it back. Sandy off to Sharp on the right wing, back to Lucille Hammond, left side to Abrams, into line Jackson, turnaround jumper from her, and down it goes, and the Capitals off to the perfect start. Jackson hits the first two, that's what the Capitals would have wanted. First possession, 2 points. Ball into the front court, down the right wing for the Panthers. Hughes to Smith, left wing for Snell. They've been looking for her threes in this game. Burgess looking to run the show, going in against Sharp, takes her on. Like, tries to lay it up, it wouldn't go. Good defence from Eleanor Sharp. Only Burgess didn't like it. And then Shelley Sandy brings it into the front court for the Capitals. Looking for Lucille Hamilton at the top. Left wing for Sharp. Into the low post for Lucille Hamilton. Turnaround jumper for her over Smith. Won't go. Burgess rebounds. Still 2-0 for the Capitals as we've just started this first quarter. Burgess pass off the Smith court jumper from her from 10 foot. And down it goes. 2-all. Evens it up. Now, Shelley Sandy driving in. Has it stripped away by Burgess.
Both sides pushing inside very, very quickly. Obviously, the focus is on Lauren Jackson for the Capitals. And the Sydney Panthers responding early in this one.
Eleanor Sharp with the ball for the Capitals to Lucille Hamilton in the left corner. Puts up a shot over Burgess, over O'Dwyer. Won't go, rimmed out. Burgess off to Hughes in the front court. Across to O'Dwyer for the little layup. And great execution there.
Yeah, both teams definitely pushing their ball in this first quarter. Good up-tempo game as you expect in the grand final. Just trying to get themselves into the game.
Lucille Hamilton right wing for Shelley Sandy, being missed by Burgess, comes around the screen, pull up jumper from her, and down it goes. Great shot, first shot from Shelley Sandy, dropped. She's got her first two and ties it up at four. We're still 8 minutes and 14 away from quarter time, so very early days here. Burgess has the ball in the front court for the Panthers, dribbling towards the left wing to Hughes, off the road Dwyer to Smith, Snell on the right wing. Puts up a shot, three-pointer from the right wing, never looked like missing, hit the front of the rim and comes back out. Burgess manages to get the long rebound. O'Dwyer from the left for another three, almost looked like it was in. Came back out to Lauren Jackson, and Kelly Abrams will bring it down court into the front court to Sharp. Long pass to her, cross court, Shelley Sandy, three from the left, and down it goes in there.
Kelly Stanley in this game. He could make it all over. Very, very quickly. He's been very aggressive in his opening minutes.
A drive of the ball for the Panthers at left wing for Snell. Snell to Hughes. Knocked away by Abram. Hooked up the steal to Sharp. Scotty Sobey was heading off down court. Lucille Hamilton will lead the break down the left side and lay it in. She's right in front of Karen Smith. So Panthers have loved the last couple of seconds as they go up now 9-4 over the Panthers. Burgess in the front court to Dwyer on the right wing. In which by Jackson. Back to Smith. The Burgess on the left. Inside for Snell. Goes past Hamilton. Pass off to Smith. Shot won't go, but Snell gets another offensive board. Back out to Smith from the free throw line. Karen Smith has suddenly got 4 points, and that'll be pleasing for Sydney because they won't really expect huge production out of her. Sharp pass inside to Jackson, going at the basket. Dwyer called, but I think it'll be Dwyer called for the foul as she's trying to come back and block that one. And there'll be a shooting foul that'll put Lauren Jackson at the line.
Good day by Dwyer then. She did get a bit of a hand, but it was good just to put pressure on Jackson. You know, she had to pass the stuff under there.
Yep, really put him at the line if don't give him the easy shots, and they've had a couple of easy shots in the last few minutes. Jackson with the first one, he's in and out. Ron Jackson with the second free throw, 9-6 the lead for the Capitals. And it goes, Ron Jackson, she's got 3 points for the game, made the corrections in that one. The Panthers are now bringing the ball down. 6:44 to go till quarter time. Burgess bringing it into the front court. Being watched by Eleanor Sharp. Shelley Sandy keeping close watch on Snell. Dwyer has the ball. Goes right wing to Natalie Hughes. Back to Rich Snell. Shelley Sandy away from the yellow end. And misses it. Missed the easy layup. Abrams comes in and gets the offensive board for the Capitals. Shelley Sandy a little bit nervous taking it to the basket.
She didn't look comfortable drilling that down that time. You could just feel that she wasn't
going to
make it.
Back out to Sharp from the three-point line. Won't drop. So Panthers get out of jail there. Natalie Hughes with the ball in the front court for the Panthers. Yeah, just looked a little bit nervous. She was out on her own. Could have just laid it in. Snell takes on Abrams. Turnaround jumper won't go. And travelling call against Snell. Jacinta Hamilton quickly in for assisted Lucille. So quick change there, and Karen Smith will sit down for the Panthers, and Noel Lindsay come in for them. They're giving up height for a bit of speed in the backcourt. With Noel Lindsay coming in.
Sydney are definitely small in this area when they have to bring on their guards, but as they're doing now, putting pressure up the floor, it's what they can do.
Pass inside to Jacinta, back out for Sharp to Lauren Jackson. Three-pointer from her from the top, leaves it short. Hughes Lindsay picks up the rebound, straight down court, left side to Snell, cross court towards Lindsay, stolen away by Kelly Abrams, who brings it down the left for the Capitals. They're set up now. So defense got back inside to Jacinta, who takes it to the basket. Bounced a couple of times with the ring and bounced over the other side. A few nervous signs, perhaps.
Yeah, the rings are a little different to what they're used to, I think, as well.
Well, Lindsay looking to drive inside, pass a drive from the baseline. Won't go. Jacinta Hamilton gets the defensive board for the Capitals and finds Shelley Sandy who bring it into the front court. Of course, these teams don't get to play a lot of basketball here at the AIS Arena. Outside to Sharp for three. Won't go. Lauren Jackson taps it loose, but only as far as Snell for the Panthers, so she'll bring it down. Snell to Burgess. Burgess has the ball. Back to Lindsay. Lindsay from the top for three, and down it goes. Well, Lindsay gets her first point. And that makes it a one-point game, 10-9 in favour of the Capitals. It's on the three-pointer there from Noel Lindsay. So Capitals want to have a chat about it. And, we'll just try and see if we can pick up what Kerry Grath is saying.
Some of our shots just haven't dropped. Great wide-open shots, good little lads. That's okay, stick with it. Down this end, we're doing the job. You've got to talk it up. Talk it up. Okay, who scores it? There's our side. Okay, this play we're going cat's normal. I got things on me too. Okay, so let's push Gorms in. Push Gorms in, see if we get it. You're coming off that double step. Great double. On there. That cut. Okay, we're going cat's normal with the keeping. Okay, the Sharpie, and let's put the Gorms up here. On the double, Sharpie, they're double up here on the weak side. We're taking all of this flash in. Let's get a splash up whilst two fast. Hey, wait, they didn't take a shot. One thing we need is more on the offensive line.
I guess the most amazing thing so far, Mark, is how physical this game has been. You've already seen Lindsay almost be flattened by Jackson's screen there as she was running the ball through into attack. But it's been a tough game so far, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up.
Well, it's the Capitals who bring the ball into the back end of the game after the timeout. And Jacinta Hamilton has the ball, bringing it across the court to Kelly Abrams. Comes back to dribbles to the right side, looks her inside to Shelley Sandy. She has to pass it out of there. Jacinta Hamilton with the shot, won't go. And Jackson in fighting for the rebound. And Shelley Sandy called for that rebound to the foul.
The shot from Karen Smith there earlier before the timeout was an interesting one because she was involved very early for the Panthers, but with this smaller lineup, they're certainly not losing anything. In fact, they've probably been able to pick things back up as the first quarter progresses.
4:26 to go. Eleanor Sharp, good work on Burgess, working her over. But Burgess gets it into the front court. Snell down to Lindsay in the right corner. Drives across the basket, tries a layup. Won't go, and Lauren Jackson taps the ball to Shelley Sandy for the Capitals. And the team defensive rebound there, and Abrams brings it into the front court. Now looking to set up a play. Goes right wing to... Oh, Lauren Jackson, of course.
That was Shelley Sandy. She got an offensive foul. She gave Hughes an elbow when she did a lead there, so...
That's the second foul on Shelley Sandy within a couple of seconds. Kim Wheeler's has come in. Lucille Hamilton's back in. Lauren Jackson's sitting down, and Kelly Abrams has sat down. So a couple of changes there. Interesting to see Lauren Jackson sitting down this early. But I guess her height not such a factor with the fact they do have a height advantage over Sydney. McKinnon, Rebecca McKinnon in for the Panthers against Kim Whelans. On the left wing, had trouble finding a pass. Good work from Whelans, forced a bad pass out of McKinnon. They turn her over in the front court.
I don't think they really lose too much with Lauren Jackson not out there at the moment. The Hamilton Sisters have proven one thing this year, it's that they can step up when needed to against the Sydney Panthers.
Shelley Sandy driving to the baseline. She has to pass out of there. Jacinta Hamilton inside there, Sharpie. Off to Whelans for the third one. Kim Whelans, her first point of the game. For the Capitals, the 10-footed turn shot there from the right. So they wrecked that one well as Shelley Sandy did look like she was in a bit of trouble on the baseline. Royal Lindsay off to McKinnon, left wing for Burgess. Burgess driving across the key, back to McKinnon. Had to reach behind her for that one. Lindsay along the baseline, taking it to the basket. Cinder Hamilton on her. Lucille came across and blocked her shot. Kim Whelans brings it into the front court. Lauren Jackson will be back in any second. She's standing on the sideline already, ready to come back in. Whelans to Jacinta Hamilton, to Sharp on the right wing. Inside to Shelley Sandy. Turnaround jumper and a foul on McKinnon, this will be. It'll be a shooting foul, so Shelley Sandy should go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Continuing to remain very aggressive despite the fouls against her, naming Shelley Sandy. And it's an interesting way to watch her play the basketball she does. She always finds a way to score, and that's what's made her such a great player over the years, I guess.
Yeah, some of the shots don't look all that pretty, but he certainly has been effective. This is the first free throw. She makes that one. Lauren Jackson has come back in. Jacinta Hamilton sat down, and Karen Smith is back in for Sydney. And Alison O'Dwyer sitting down. Shelley Sandy with the second. Comes back out. Lauren Jackson with a rebound. Tries to force it back up. Well, just wouldn't drop. Terrence Smith, defensive rebound. 13-9 for the Capitals over the Panthers with 2:42 to go till quarter time. They're all Lindsay in the front court to Burgess. To Smith on the right wing. She won't put a shot up from there. Looking to pass it off. Finds McKinnon eventually to Lindsay. Drives, just going to drive from the left wing. Good defensive switching there. Lindsay then drives inside and fouled by Eleanor Sharp. No, in fact, look, Lucille Hamilton must be reaching in.
Yeah, I didn't actually see Lucille put a hand in there. I thought it'd be Sharp, but as Sydney have been doing, I think just getting off the dribble, they don't have the height advantage at the moment. They're quite small, so off the dribble, they're trying to beat their powers and get towards the foul line, and Lucille just has.
Lucille makes the free throw. She's got 4 points for the game. It's the second. Back in the net, 5 points for the game, and it's 13-11, just a 2-point lead for the Capitals as Kelly Abrams brings it into the front court with Lucille Hamilton. Down the right wing for Whelans. Lauren Jackson in the right corner. Pass long cross court for Shelley Sandy to Abrams on the left side. Puts the drive inside. Pass back out. Jackson for three. She put it up. No, she won't. Shelley Sandy on the baseline. On the right side, down it goes for Shelley Sandy. She punches the air and she loves that one. She's got 7 points for the game. I think she's going to have a huge game. Perfect way to go out of the MVP of a winning final for her, wouldn't it? As Lindsay drives inside, the pass up to Smith, tapped loose by the Capitals. And that's a silly, silly foul, really. And it was caught on Lindsay, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's reaching there. After, they dragged up the defensive board. So the Panthers have called the timeout. Karen Bolton wanting to have a bit of a chat here. We'll see if we can pick up what the instructions that will be coming from Karen Bolton. What do you think she'll be saying, Jessica?
Yeah, I think just because they don't have a height advantage, they're just going to defensively get the stop. Only allowed Canberra have the one shot and then get on the board and keep running the ball, keep chasing it out of them. I think they're nearly not quite in their bonus yet, but if they can get them in foul trouble and just driving in because of the speed they've got on them, I think that could help them.
As the teams come back out of the huddle, and Kelly Abrams with the ball in the backcourt for the Capitals, bringing it into the front court, getting it across in time to Eleanor Sharp on the right, Lauren Jackson in the right corner near the baseline. Long cross court for Abrams, three from her from the left, and I think Burgess might have just got a hand in there, and the shot was a little bit short. So she missed the shot, went out of bounds, and the Panthers will get to bring it in from the end. Lindsay inbounds to McKinnon. Burgess, Snell and Smith on court for the Panthers as McKinnon brings it across center court, being watched by Kim Wheatlands. Now dribbles back to the right to Burgess. Burgess back to Smith, hands off to Lindsay on the left. She comes around the screen, pass down to Smith on the baseline, and won't go. Lauren Jackson with the rebound off to Abrams. She's quickly down into the front court, dribbling left side to Eleanor Sharp, who's got along the baseline, and defensive foul will be called against the Panthers.
Unfortunately for the Panthers not to be able to capitalise on that last play, a little bit of a mismatch there with Karen Smith being able to shake off Lauren Jackson. But as Karen Smith now comes off and O'Dwyer coming back in, then we'll have to see who she actually matches up against.
Well, we were expecting O'Dwyer to be on Jackson. That was the matchup we were talking about, but haven't seen too much of it yet, although she obviously she's in there. Jackson pass out for Abrams for three from the right, it won't go. Wheelands gets the rebound and she'll just set up another shot. Abrams driving into the key, pass off the line, Jackson. A great play there from the Capitals. And Jackson's got five for the game for the Capitals as they go up 17-11. 47 seconds to go to quarter time. O'Dwyer right wing for Lindsay. Back to McKinnon. McKinnon to Burgess on the left. Inside to O'Dwyer against Jackson. Goes around it, puts a hook shot up and down it goes. Allison O'Dwyer drops it in for her fourth point for the game. Abrams down court, down the right wing for the Capitals. Cross court to Wheelands. Lauren Jackson low post against O'Dwyer. Pass out of there to Abrams. He's sort of on a run. Doesn't want to take the shot. Sharp drives across the key. Off to Lauren Jackson, who's not shy about taking the shot. Sharpie with the rebound. Good offensive boards. Couldn't get it to stick back in. And then ends up being called for a frustration foul, really, as Snell got the rebound and Sharpie reaching in. It's only her first foul, but it is the fourth team foul against the Capitals. 17-13 with 10.7 seconds. Natalie Hughes comes back in for the Panthers for one last shot before half-time. McKinnon drives into the front court. Left wing to Lindsay, inside to Snell. Turnaround jumper from her, won't go. Jackson taps it loose. As you can hear, that's quarter time, and it's quarter time in the 2001-2002 Grand Final. The Capitals leading by 4, 17-13. Just Imani, what did you make of that first quarter?
first of all, I think the start of it was really frantic. The first few minutes, everyone was up and down. Then they kind of got settled, and no one could score for a while. But now I think both teams have settled and into their stuff, and things are going well. I think the Capitals have just got a few more opportunities, just passing inside a bit more and finishing off better, I think, at this stage.
I'd have to agree with that as well. I mean, obviously a lot of nerves when it comes to a grand final, and it took a while to settle in there and slow down that frantic pace that we saw at the start of the quarter. Hopefully we can have a few less fouls and let the game flow a little bit in the second quarter as both teams get into a bit of a rhythm, and we'll see what happens.
Indeed. Do you think the nerves are completely out yet? They've had 2 minutes, but...
Yeah, towards the end of the quarter, they seem more settled into the game. So I think it only takes about a quarter to kind of get your head into it, and I think both teams are doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think the interesting little thing will be to see how they come out at the start of the second quarter, whether the nerves completely are gone. Shelley Sandy showing she's really excited there. She's got 7 points, and after that last basket she scored, she punched the air with excitement, and she's enjoying it.
I don't think Shelley Sandy needs much more anything else to fire her up. I think she's got a very good reason to be fired up for this last game of her career. So I think she's going to give 110% and do what she can.
And Lauren Jackson with 5 points, they're obviously keeping it close enough to her, trying to shut her down. 5 points a quarter ends up being 20 for a game. So sooner or later she's going to light up and start scoring a few more.
Yeah, she's getting 3 people to her when she catches the ball, so it's a bit hard for her to score. She's not really forced enough at this stage, so it's a smart play by Jackson, giving her teammates opportunities to score, and they're having good open looks to the basket. They just need to hit those and they'll even be further out in front.
Yes, well, it will be interesting. The team's about to come back out for the second quarter of this Women's National Basketball League 2001-2002 Grand Final. And the Capitals have got Shelley Sandy, Lauren Jackson, back to the starting lineup with Sharp, Lucille Hamilton, Kelly Abrams. And Craig Ravel will catch up with Kristen Beal, and they're going to try and call this one from the court. There's Sydney are out there with McKinnon, O'Dwyer, Snow, Lindsay and Natalie Hughes. There's the lineup out there. So we'll go down to the fourth side. I think Craig might actually be getting a
break down there. Sandy with the ball now for the Capitals. So far, it's been such a tough game. Kristen Hill joining us on the sideline.
Yeah, no, it's good. Great start to the game. Tough and hard, but what we wanted.
Well, 19-13 here as McKinnon brings it back down into attack for Sydney. Gives it to Belinda Snell. McKinnon there with the ball and the foul being called on Lucille Hamilton. One thing was interesting, Coach Dalton saying that the game is a very slow pace, and she's been quite upset that the Sydney girls have been playing it so slowly.
Yeah, that was one of our things, because Sydney have been looking to run it hard, especially in that Adelaide semi-final, and that was one of our points to lock down the running game and you know, make it more momentum for us.
Well, Lucille Hamilton comes up with the board there after McKinnon's three-pointer is rejected and intercept by Lindsay. Lindsay from just inside the three-pointer doesn't make it. Eleanor Sharp comes with the ball down the left-hand side. Sharpie sets up just on the left wing, gives it to Kelly Abrams. Abrams goes right to Sandy. Sandy now setting up the play on the right side. Now Sandy looking for an option, finds Eleanor Sharp at the top, then Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor, dumps it to the low post. Who was there but Sandy, and Sandy puts it in for two. It's been amazing, just you've really kept Sydney out in that three-point zone, and there'd be no one in there to rebound for them.
No, they've been great. That was another focus, I guess, was to cut them down on the boards, and that's what Grand Final basketball is about, is defense and boards and all little things.
How much are you missing not being out there today?
Yeah, a fair bit, but, you know, in the bigger picture, I'm just great. I'm just happy to be a part of it, so it's good.
Well, with Snell now at the line, 21-13 the score, and the Caps really came out in the second quarter so far and really pulled off some big shots.
Yeah.
Snell is making her first shot. Second shot is in as well. That was nothing but net. And with Canberra back into the play now, Lucille Hamilton. Then it gives it up to Kelly Abrams, who gets it over the half. Gives it to Shelley Sandy. Sandy back to Lucille. Then it's now to Sharp. Sharp at the top of the key. Finds Sandy right side. Jackson now on the left. Back to Sandy. In the key is Abrams. She's ignored. Jackson's there and puts in a big shot midway up the post. It's been a very impressive start by Lauren. She's really been a focal point.
Yeah, without a doubt, she is focused. I guess you saw her when she was lining up for the jump ball at the start of the game. She was just intense, and I think she wants to have a great grand final, which she hasn't actually, well, in her mind, she doesn't think she's had so far in the past 4 years.
Hughes' shot was short, and Sandy came up with the rebound. She is having a whale of a game so far. Oh, her pass to Lucille Hamilton. Eventually, Hamilton controls it. Snell has been really looking to intercept some balls. Goes into Jackson, then back out to Abrams. Sandy for three, rattles in and out. McKinnon has the rebound. McKinnon now brings it down the right wing, off to Lindsay. Lindsay there. Left, right side, then goes in, drives into Abrams, offloads to Adwyer on the right side. Adwyer comes up to Jackson and puts in a big shot over the top of Lauren Jackson, 23-17, 7 minutes 26 left in the quarter. Quick ball down to Eleanor Sharp. Sharp's shot rattles, but there's not enough. Oh, Lucille Hamilton, one player amongst four, will get the rebound. She offloads to Abrams, then it's off to Lucille and Shelley Sandy. This time the fouls, well, it looked like they were going against her at the beginning of the game. The umpires and referees very hard on her.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So that's the name of basketball, is the ebbs and flows and momentum swings. And although it didn't go Gorm's way, we know that if she stays with it, it'll come back her way.
The matchups have been very favourable at the moment. Adwyer just seems to not be right on Jackson in defence, and that has given her plenty of room to move.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do the little of, well, they've got a matchup zone in now, but they're trying to play Loza with a couple of people instead of just one, because, you know, in this league that Loza can beat anyone one-on-one.
Well, Hughes comes up with the rebound after the catch shot from Sharp. Doesn't make it. It goes down. Dalton, who's come in on that last exchange of players, will see her shot not go. And in fact, two, Adwyer and Hughes are down. That gives Kelly Abrams the opportunity to drive to the basket. And in the end, she will pick up the foul. An interesting passage of play there is really Sydney just starting to lose control of this game right now.
Yeah, I guess it's still only early days, but credit to the Capitals, they're doing all the right things, and although I'm a little biased, a great way to attack the fast break and to penetrate into the key. You know, you put up a shot and you got loose and lost streaming down for the board, so I think it's a great smart play by the Caps.
Jackson's first shot, nothing but net, a very big confidence booster for her. 24-17, one shot to gun, 6 minutes, 47 here left in the second quarter. Jackson's second shot is up, and once again, it is a sound piece of shooting from the foul line. 25-17, Dalton to inbound to Lindsay. Lindsay is going to be met by Sharp before halfway. She gets across halfway, Sharp still with her, offloads to Dwyer left side. Dwyer finds Dalton at the top of the key. She dribbles right, then finds Lindsay up on the right wing. Dalton sets the screen. Lindsay puts the ball on the floor. Hook shot is short. Comes off the front of the ring, but Hughes is able to pick up the ball and regain it for Sydney. Off now to Lindsay. Then it's to Dwyer, who's doing a lot of work there and manages to get the 2 points around just into Hamilton. And Campbell bringing the ball back in. 25-19. 6 minutes 17 left in the second quarter. It's Kelly Abrams, and she's been having a good job, and that's probably the position you could most critically judge yours.
Yeah, I guess you know, I'm sort of taking a back seat because I know I've been out since December, and it's just been a joy to watch all the girls step up, especially Kelly in the one spot, because she's, you know, isn't too keen about playing the one most times, and I think her natural spot is a two, but watching her play this season, I think she can do both pretty damn well.
A great piece of play by the Capitals. We've just seen Eleanor Sharp with a fantastic 2 points working inside, and that having a huge advantage. She's just been able to get the players inside and scoring, as the ball is now going to be inbound at the other end of the court by Sydney. Belinda Snell to do the inbounding. She has the ball in the hands now. Hughes is the recipient on the left side. She's deep left wing, puts the ball, tries to drive baseline, and Kelly Abrams, well, she manages to get a hand in there. It ricochets off Hughes, and Hughes, who has been a thorn in the Canberra side, has not been having her best game, and you're just not letting her play well.
Yeah, it's good to see, because she always has come out with us and got some great numbers against us, and frustrating us to no end, and it's great to see that, you know, the girls are, we've come out and we've locked her down and taken that factor out of the equation.
A mark at 27-19 here in the second quarter. It has just been a dominant performance by the Capitals so far.
Certainly has been. The Capitals certainly have been looking good. And, well, Jessica, 27-19, the Capitals, I guess, have started to establish their dominance.
Yeah, definitely. They just look to be settling a bit more than the Sydney. They look a bit rushed and don't have the offensive flow. A couple of good plays by Dwyer there, but mainly individual, not much team. Things coming in like Capitals, they're just taking the opportunities and finishing off really well.
I think the big guns for Sydney in Glenn Mattel and Natalie Hughes, they really yet to get off the mark. We've heard Craig and Christian there talking about that just a moment ago, that Natalie Hughes has been well contained so far. And an interesting point also there about Lauren Jackson yet to have the best game in the grand final. And that always comes down to the fact that so much attention is paid to such an excellent and outstanding player. And so it's up to the other players who in past years have been players like Christian Gills to step up and continue the dominance that the Caps are showing at the moment.
We'll go back courtside with Craig.
With the Capitals in attack once again. Great job at Palmoff and Shelley Sandy to Tim Willens, and Willens converts 30 points to 19. The action is fast and furious, and it's all at one end of the court. The Capitals in control of this one. Lindsay now left side, Eleanor Sharp trying to get that ball off her. She gets it off to Snell at the top of the key. Snell outlets to Hughes at the opposite key end. It's not going to fall, but Hughes is good enough. She grabs the ball, inbounds it in the air to O'Dwyer. Dwyer shooting over Jackson again. It has three bounces on the ring, doesn't fall down, but the foul has been called. I think that was foul on Jackson.
I think it was on O'Dwyer, push after the shot.
So Canberra will inbound the ball, Jacinta Hamilton, Shelley Sandy with it now. She brings it over halfway, Snell watching her. Jacinta getting the ball back, Dalton watching her. Sharp with Annie Burgess. Sharp drives to the low post, then turns, dumps off to Jackson, and another two. It's 32-19, 4 minutes, 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Burgess taking control, gives to Snell left side. Over to Dalton, high post, back to Burgess, top of the key, in three-point range, and she nails it. Nothing but net. 32-22, as Sandy now gives it back to Jacinta. Put the ball a long way in front of Jacinta, and Dalton almost looked like a chance of steal, but eventually off the sharp. Then to Sandy, top, and Jackson low post. Jackson will turn to shoot, the whistle blows, and Jackson has her second foul. They're calling an elbow, and gee, a lot of elbows and arms being not carelessly, but certainly not ill-positioned.
Yeah, very physical inside there, because I think everyone's trying to fight for the advantage, and there's always a lot of rivalry between all these big girls, actually. And you go.
Burgess gives off to Snell. Snell looked like she was going to dump it herself, but then found Jackson, and, 32-22, Dalton wasn't able to do it. Jackson gets the ball inbound from the side. Sandy now bringing the ball over halfway. She looks for Jackson. Willens is outside of her. Sandy was cutting to the keyway, and will get the bounce pass on the left post. Sandy having to work on three defenders. Eleanor looked to shape. Burgess was going with her. Now gives it to Jackson. Has a dryer in front of her, but it rattles out. Jackson picks up her own rebound, and then unfortunately shoots over. Tim Willens couldn't grab the ball in time, and Glenda Snell will bring the ball back into play to Burgess. Burgess over halfway now. Eleanor Sharp picking up whoever is coming in a point guard position, and Dalton setting the screen, but it doesn't stop Sharp. Burgess now, left side, bounce pass over to O'Dwyer, left-hand low post. O'Dwyer then goes over the top of Tim Willens. Jackson picks up the rebound, and once again, Canberra will bring it back into attack. Tim Willens down the right-hand attacking side for Canberra Transact Capitals. Gives it to Jackson, and a good block by Dalton, eventually seeing the ball roll off O'Dwyer's foot and going out of bounds as the substitution starts to run on. Lucille Hamilton comes on for Jacinta, and a timeout, in fact, being called. So, Mark, once again, the Capitals just managing to continue the domination here. 10-point lead, 32-22, with a bit over halfway through the second quarter.
Yes, Craig and Kristen down the court side, and 32-22, Capitals are starting to look good, and really this could be the danger period if the Capitals can break away.
It is a bit of a story of last year's grand final. Capital's got a great lead, as they have now, 10-point lead. But Sydney just have these players like Hughes, Nell, just to light it up and get leads back so quickly you just don't realise.
Yeah, you've got to be careful of their three-point shooting. That could be a real danger.
Definitely. The last time these two teams met, it was the Capitals that established a really good lead up until half-time. They were up 51-30 at half-time in the last time these two teams met. And despite the fact that the Panthers were able to run with the Capitals in the second half, it was all over because of the good work the Capitals had done in the second quarter.
Yes, they have shown they can defend a lead, so we'll wait and see if they do it. It's 3:13 to go here as the Capitals are back out on court.
Players coming back out as Ruins puts up the three. It doesn't go, and unfortunately, Dwyer for the Panthers, the first player there, gives it off to Burgess. Burgess now right side to Hughes. Hughes is deep in the pocket. She manages to get out and gives it to Dalton. One bounce off the rim, and who was there but Jackson to pick up the rebound. She gives off to Sandy, gives it off to Abrams. Abrams cross-court to Whelan, and she will settle down by going back to the point and Shelley Sandy. The good talk right across by the Capitals. They're really talking it up as they work once again to Jackson. Low post to Sandy, and Sandy will put it in. So Sandy, once again, having a huge game in her final. She is really setting the standard as captain.
Yeah, you couldn't ask much more for Gorms of the last game to come out and really light it up and lead the way.
Well, Belinda Snell is being extremely frustrated there, losing control of the ball, loose ball on the ground. Kelly Abrams comes up with it. Snell on the ground bumps her, and she will see the foul. That is her first foul, though, so not in foul trouble at the moment. Capitals in from the side. Whelan's into Abrams. Abrams being worked on by Hughes now. Hughes is right in her face, but she can still give off to Jackson at point. Shelley Sandy is right side. Back to line. Jackson at the high post, left side. Jackson puts the ball on the floor. Her shot doesn't go, and Karen and Galton will come up with it. Off to Burgess. Burgess drives all the way down. Finds Hughes for a three-pointer. It's short off the front of the off the side of the iron, and O'Dwyer comes up with the rebound. Back out to Hughes. Burgess working around the arc. To Lindsay, then to Dalton. Finds Hughes at the low post, left side. Doesn't go. She outlets to Dalton, then gives it to Lindsay. Lindsay drives to the basket. Her layup is her layup doesn't go. Dalton comes down with it. They outlet to O'Dwyer, who sets up the play again. And in the end, the foul going the Capitals' way. 34-22, 1 minute 39 left in the second quarter. And, well, really, once again, just in the clinches, you've been able to draw the foul out of them, and that's what the pressure's been doing.
Yeah, it's been quite amazing. A lot of things have been going our way. Some great little turnovers by Sydney that advantage us right in the clutch.
Abrams now bringing the ball, and she's double-teamed. Jackson with O'Dwyer now wearing it like a glove. Gives off to Whelan's. Whelan's comes back towards the top of the key. Now it's to Jackson, who's right side. She goes outlets right across court to Abrams, who drives the baseline and gets it in off the glass. Abrams with another great 2 points. Burgess will bring it back. It's 36-22, 1 minute 12 left in the second quarter. Burgess right side to O'Dwyer, in through on the arc. Dalton just inside the three-point line, puts up a shot. Jackson, the only player in there that can retrieve it, and the Capitals will go into attack again. Right side to Abrams, then to Whelan's. Whelan's to Lucille. Lucille draws the foul just before she goes for the shot, so the shot won't count. But Lucille Hamilton also having a big game there. You wouldn't think that 3 weeks ago there was some doubt over her ability with the hand injury.
You wouldn't, or you would?
You wouldn't have thought 3 weeks ago she was in the injury club.
Oh, no, she came back from that injury fantastic in that game we went down to Adelaide on the last round. She lit it up for us at about 12 or 14 in that first half, and she's fired up. Who knows if it's going to be a last game or not?
Well, she waits now to receive the ball for her free throws. Only 56 seconds left in the second quarter. Her first shot is up, and it's all met. 37-22, one shot to come. O'Dwyer, Snell, and Lindsay on the base, on the line, but it's to no avail because the second shot is all net as well. 53 seconds, Burgess going left side to Lindsay, back to O'Dwyer at the top, now working the arc to Hughes right side, bounce pass to Snell at the low post. Sandy's gone down after a contact with Snell. The ball rattles in the hoop and comes out. Unbelievable. And eventually Sandy will nick the foul, and I think you're happy about that.
Yeah, there's always been a bit of fire between Snelly and Gorms, both very, you know, usually quiet players, but when it comes to being on the basketball court and investing up against each other, they're gonna fight for every inch.
38 seconds left as Jackson comes across the halfway line. Oh, she was going all the way to the hoop. Outlets to Hamilton. She gives it to Sandy, then to Abrams. Now it's back to Jackson at the top of the key. On the floor, takes it to the high post, and it rattles out Snell with the rebound. Now goes left side to Hughes. Left side, Hughes waits, gives back to Snell. Still working the arc. Burgess with 13 seconds left to go. She calls one play left and runs the time down. She goes up to Eleanor Sharp as Snell sets the screen, works down the left post, outlets to Hughes for three. It rattles out and Jackson rebounds again. Sandy with the ball in her head at half time. And, well, a great half for the Capitals.
Yeah, very reminiscent of last year. I think we're up by about the same kind of margin. So, yeah, can't start celebrating yet. We've got to get a second half to come.
And so it's 38-22 at halftime here in the grand final for the Women's National Basketball League. The Canberra Capitals up by 16 points over Sydney Panthers. Lauren Jackson leading the way with 13 points and Shelley Sandy with 12 for the Capitals. Well, Alison Dwyer's 8 top scoring for them, and as the Capitals come back out, Lauren Jackson, Eleanor Sharp, Lucille Hamilton, Shelley Sandy and Kelly Abrams will be starting for them. For the Panthers for the second half, Alison Dwyer, Annie Burgess, Belinda Snell, Natalie Hughes and Noelle Lindsay will be their lineup to start off the second half. It'll be Lauren Jackson against Dwyer again in the jump ball. Jackson packs it loose to Abrams. The Capitals now can get the first use down the wing. Pass aside to Lauren Jackson. Quick move inside. It wouldn't drop for her. Unusual there. But should be a great second half. Jessica, how do you think this one's going to go?
I don't know. Hopefully that Sydney can make a bit of a comeback just to make things a bit tighter and maybe put the pressure on Capitals a bit more, though. I think they've been in situations there a bit, had a bit of a lead, and then Sydney are going to come back out of them at them. I think just defensively, if they keep that 22.5 is a very good defensive effort. So if they can do that for another half, I'm pretty sure Capitals are going to come away with it.
Capitals off to a good start, although now an offensive foul's been called on the Capitals as well. But Sydney's first transition, they turned it over on an offensive foul. Also a drive down on the ground. With bumped her head as she took the charge, I think, off Lauren Jackson that time, or maybe Lucille Hamilton may have been called for that one. Jeff brought the Capitals up by 16. Can Sydney come back?
Oh, for sure. And at the risk of sounding cliche, although I do half the time, this is the championship quarter. And, of course, it is, the point where the Sydney Panthers are going to have to come back. But remember, in the last game these two teams played, it was a good comeback in the third quarter, but nowhere near enough from the Sydney Panthers. And so by the end of the fourth quarter, there was just too much to make up and not enough time to do it.
Sydney failing to score again there. So it's Capitals, in fact, everyone's turning it over so far. It's a very nervous start here for the second half. As Burgess drives across the key, pass off to Hughes on the right. Down it goes to Natalie Hughes. And that's her first point. She has been quiet the last few games of the season. She seems to have lost form, but maybe she's going to get it back in the late court in the second half of this grand final for Sydney. She does certainly need her. As Abrams has the ball in the front court. Pass to Lucille Hamilton cross court to Sharp inside to Shelley Sandy. Turnaround jumper from her. Oh, Matt. 14 points for the game for Shelley Sandy. And the Capitals back in front by 16, 40-24. It's Sydney taken inside and can't get any production this time again as they turn it over to the Capitals. Shelley Sandy again on the right wing, drives aside, pull up jumper from her, won't go, and Sharpie, I think, is going to be called for the pushing foul. But she was looking for position, trying to get the rebound. So that's a third foul on them, and the Sharps, she'll sit down. Kim Whelan's very able backup coming back in. It's interesting the first half, though, the number of times Coach Kerry Graff had players coming and going, something we don't normally see. But it'll be interesting to see that if he keeps that up in the second half. Snell off the Burgess on the right wing, be missed by Whelan's. Drives in down the centre lane. Lauren Jackson just reaches in and blocks that one out of there. Kelly Abrams down the left into the front court. It was stolen away by Burgess. She'll take her down to the basket. Won't count the basket, won't count Abrams' call for the reach and foul before she got to take the shot.
Smart foul there by it was Willem, that was Abrams, just because Burgess had a clear pass to the hoop, and they're not giving away anything easy at this stage.
And we know the case that Annie Burgess is a game breaker. She stole it from the Pats last year, as it is Glenn itself putting up the 3-point shot, 40 points from 27, 7:37 left there in this third quarter. Shelly Sandy on the left-hand side of the court brings it up, and a steal by Snell. She's going to drive down. Hamilton chasing her, reaches in for the foul to make sure she has to earn it from the charity stripe. And some of the defensive players now, and this can bring the Panthers right back into it.
Turn out by Grassian. Not a surprise with Panthers just lifted the intensity, and they're a team that can do this. Snell's been quiet, Hughes has been quiet, and so has Burgess. The three main players to go to at this stage, and I think if they just get a sniff in this, they're just going to light it up, keep up this defensive pressure. I think they're going to bring this gap, minimise this gap a bit more, and put pressure on them.
See what Kerry Graff's saying.
Guys, look, it's up to us. We're going after the basketball, okay? This is wrong, guys. Hang on to it. Get them off. Yeah. And the other thing is this. Don't hold it late. Hold it late. Hold it late. Quick ball movement. That alleviates the pressure, okay? Right here. Do this. Lock down on G. Down here. Quick ball movement and great leads. Let's go.
Yes, well, that's Kerry Graff there, trying to get a little bit of stability back into the play. There's a few turnovers there by the Capitals. So, 40-27, they're still leading by 13, and Sydney have really turned it up, but this is going to be an interesting quarter.
Yeah, and then not as big as you lead, it always feels like if some pressure comes, just the lead can go so quickly against, especially a team like Sydney. Snell makes the first run, but you just can't let Sydney get a sniff, and they're just going to take it at them.
Imagine the result of some good defensive work from the Sydney Panthers. It's meant that the Capitals have been forced to foul, and already they're up to four, and that could count for something later on in this quarter.
Jacinta Hamilton left room for Abrams, left room for Shelly Sandy, who cuts back across key. Abrams passed to Sandy with a blocking, holding foul, in fact, with the corner of Dwyer, which will be her third foul. So we've got a few players, actually, there in Bolton, and the other one for Sydney that's on three fouls, while Alan Sharp and Lucille Hamilton have both got three for the Capitals. It's only five fouls for the match, so Shelly Sandy with the ball now for the Capitals as they're in to attack. Lauren Abrams into Lauren Jackson, turnaround jumper. That's her shot. Lauren Jackson doesn't miss from there. Once she got herself back in the fitness and her shoulder is back to normal health, that's just her shot from that position, and she hits it all the time. 42-29 the Capitals, as Burgess has the ball in the front court for the Panthers. Looking for Snell, cutting across the baseline on the right wing, giving out cross court. Lindsay for three. She was quite a way outside the 3-point line, but down it goes. The 3-point is might be a big part of this third quarter. They might try and make their run. They've hit a couple now. They weren't making them in the first quarter. 42-32, back to 10-point lead. Capitals, right wing with Wheelers. Abrams from the top of the key. It was only a two, no three. A good three or two, gave two. She's telling Abrams, I saw the hands going up from the referee, so I thought it was three. Dwyer driving inside, spinning, turning, traveling. Went too far. And Jackson's defensive pressure forcing the turnover out of Sydney. 44-32, the Capitals leading Sydney. Jackson with the inbound ball to Abrams. Ooh, very closely watched by Hughes. Abrams gets away from her into the front court. Right wing for Wheelands inside the line. Jackson, turnaround jumper for her. This one, well, almost went. Jacinta Hamilton gets the offensive ball. Back out to Jackson from the 3-point line. Can't get it to drop. And an offensive foul will be called on Jacinta. It's such a little bit unlucky. Some spells sort of backing into her and trying to force her away, getting the defensive position. But Sydney will get the... Well, we're into the penalty situation already with 5:57 to go here in the third quarter. So Belinda Stowe just walks down the other end of the court and go to the line. We're racking up those fouls early, as you see. Snell makes the first free throw. Well, with 8 points for the game so far. This one runs around the rim and won't drop to center with the defensive board. Off to Abrams down the left wing. Right wing for Whelan. Back to the center at the top of the key. Left wing Abrams for three from the left. Four right wings in and out. A dry defensive board for Sydney. Now Lindsay. Back right wing for Burgess for Sydney. And the Hughes on the baseline, looking to come out of a turnaround jumper from hers. All Matt and Matthew Hughes finding his form finally. She's got 4 points. And the defensive pressure is really on the ball players as they try to bring it into the front court, almost stolen away again. They are really chasing these balls.
This is outstanding defense from the Sydney Panthers, and it means they're only down by 9 and certainly back into the center.
Eleanor Sharp coming back in for Kelly Abrams. So some fresh body in there. Jacinda Hamilton. Pass off to Shelley Sandy, left wing to Whelans. Whelans inside the 9, Jackson, her high post. Back across to Shelley Sandy. 3 points from her. Less than a little bit short. Belinda Snell comes up with the defensive board. Off to Burgess. Into the front court. Hughes, pull-up jumper on the right for her. And bang, she is suddenly stopped burning from form with her shooting. Matthew Hughes is going to probably get 6 points. It's a 7-0 game, 34-37 in favour of the Capitals. Sydney trying to make a run. Lauren Jackson with the board. Left wing for Jacinta Hamilton. Inside to Shelley Sandy. Goes inside a couple of players. Dropped by a Dwyer. Back to Jacinta Hamilton who missed it. Capitals still have the offensive board. Shelley Sandy from the right for two. It's just inside the three-point line. Shelley Sandy with 16 points for the game. Puts the lead back to 9, 46-37.
That one got the crowd back involved. There was a defensive chant from a small bay of Sydney supporters there amongst 5,000 odd other Canberra supporters. And so for Shelley Sandy to hit that one, that was pretty big. That was wild.
Huge three by Dwyer there, had a big hand in the face, but I know he just shoot them in grand finals and hope for the best.
Williams with the ball on the left wing for the Capitals. It's 46-40 with the Capitals. She drives us out. Pass off to Eleanor Sharp for the easy layup. They are really chasing the players all over the court. And that's in fact Eleanor Sharp's first basket for the game. Which is a little bit surprising, but she does have 3 fouls and has been sitting down a little bit lately. Now Lindsay dribbling in the front court to Burgess at the top of the key. Pull up jumper from her at the free throw line. Left it short, tapped away, and comes only to Snell. Snell. Back to Burgess. Left wing for Hughes. Cross jumper from her from the 3-point line from the left. Won't go, and Sharpie comes in with a great defensive board in front of a couple of Sydney players. To Jackson off to Shelley Sandy into the front court. Capitals really having trouble getting Lauren Jackson involved in the offense so far. Shelley Sandy right wing to win and into Lauren Jackson. Cross court to Sharp. Back to Shelley Sandy at the top. Drives into the key. Cross jumper from her. She's fouled by Burgess. And that'll put her at the line again, but the second line, Burgess, goes up on the board. A couple of changes, Terrence Smith comes back in. Hughes and Lindsay sitting down, Rebecca McKinnon also back in. And Jacinda Hamilton's replaced by her older sister, Lucille, who comes out onto the court for the Capitals in this third quarter. 48-40 with Shelley Sandy at the line.
I think Hughes and Lucille are going to sit down and be back before the third quarter break. They really need that. She's fired up and we'll be running for the entire game.
Shelley Sandy. 2 from 2 from the line. A game, it's 50-40. 3 minutes to go for three-quarter time as McKinnon brings it into the front court. To Dwyer, left wing for Burgess. She's been watched by Eleanor Sharp. She's still on the floor, dribbles inside. Perhaps that's McKinnon on the left wing. Off to Dwyer at the top, being watched by Jackson. Now, drives inside. Cross jumper from her, and Alison Dwyer with another two. And she's got 13 for the game. He was certainly having a big game and has been in very, very good form the last few weeks for the Panthers. Shelley Sandy inside to Lauren Jackson, cross court to the Sharks with Lucille Hamilton. Left wing for Sandy, inside to Lauren Jackson again. Good pass aside to Lucille, turn around jumper from Lucille. Good block, and she's 8 for the game. And the lead at 10, 52-42. Capitals. Trying to defend the Sydney Panthers right now. McKinnon has the ball on the right wing. That's the way Dwyer. She taps it on the floor. No. This is the Snell. He left by Shelley Sandy. Goes past her. Pass off to Terrence Smith. Pass her side for Dwyer for three from the left wing. Oh, let go. Whelans. The crowd loved that one. Leland comes up to the defensive fourth for the Capitals. 1:56 to go to three-quarter time. Lucille has them back to Leland. First at Lucille. Puts a shot up from the free-throw line. Left a little bit short. Nobody from the Capitals can get to the board. So the Panthers sticking down the other end. Snow for three from the right. And down it goes. She runs that position. Left the line. Lauren saw and tried to get across and couldn't do it. He couldn't get there in time. But 52-45. 1:30 to go. Trying to pass it inside to Lauren. It's knocked away. Lauren looking a little bit frustrated. Who's here? White wing to Sharp. Sharp driving across the keys. Foul. And I think Sandy Bird just scored there. That's her third foul. And that puts... Did that put her at the line? Or is it just their fourth for the quarter? So it'll be side ball for the Capitals. Shelly Sandy will come across to the right side, inbound to Kim Whelan. Left side for Sharp. Off to Shelly Sandy. Back across to Whelan. Lucille Hamilton low post on the right side. Force outside. Long cross court for Shelly Sandy. Having to move the ball around. Good defense from Sydney. As Shelly Sharpie tries to drive inside. Shot clock running down. Pass inside to Lauren Jackson. He gets finally inside, gets a couple of baskets, get a basket with 17 points for the game. 17 points, and I'm saying she's having a quiet game. But she was having trouble getting in that Boone's 8 defense on her and stopping the passes getting inside. Shelly Sandy called for a locking foul defensively there. But since they're already in the penalty situation, that'll put Sydney on the line. 46 seconds to go, 54-45. Boy, if we had a third quarter here. Is Sydney trying to make a run at the Capitals? And, well, they've closed the gap. It was 16 points at half-time. They have closed the gap. Just wait to see if it's enough. Natalie Hughes misses the first free throw. As you can probably tell from the crowd reaction there, as they're trying to put her off. Hughes makes the second, though. 7 points of the game for her as Shelly Sandy will bring it into the front court. Being closely watched by McKinnon. Using Lucille Hamilton to help her get across. Well, still dribbling on the right wing. The defense is just magnificent from Sydney in this quarter. Lucille Hamilton has it to Whelan. Left wing to Sharp. Looking to go inside to Shelly Sandy. Goes around O'Dwyer. Has a shot blocked. Lucille Hamilton has it. Another shot blocked by Karen Smith. Whelan gets the ball. It's a 24-second violation. It's just the defense is relentless and he's doing a great job inside for Sydney.
Sydney definitely have picked up their defense. I think that's where they're getting most of their points. Fast break, just the intensity is just lifted and they're going down by 8 now and you can just see signs of Capitals just cracking a little bit there. I know you're trying not to defend a lead in these situations, but it's hard when you know that Sydney are coming back and you just kind of got to phase and just go stay positive and keep taking the shots.
Okay. I'm trying to pick up what Karen Golden is trying to say.
Let's throw a fifth
You can tell that the Sydney Panthers there are just getting concerned with the way this game is going. 54-46, and Coach Kraft was just asking for the team to be precise with all their ball movement. We saw early in that quarter a number of turnovers. Now she's just asking them to make sure they're being precise, making sure their passes hit their man. As I said, not long to go now in this third quarter.
Looking at one last shot for Sydney. They had a goal of getting it under 10 by three-quarter time. As you heard, Cam Bolton did say they have done that as the Capitals, as the Panthers now looking for another basket as Hughes drives it inside. Lucille Hamilton with a great block from behind. Lauren Jackson picked the ball off the board and she was fouled from behind. So she'll walk down the other end. There's a foul called on Allison O'Dwyer. That's a crucial one, because that's her fourth foul.
So we've got 5 seconds till three-quarter time, so she won't sit down immediately. The fourth foul on Alison O'Dwyer means she probably won't start the fourth quarter as Lauren Jackson goes to the line. That's the first.
This team beat Jim Dixon for 73-5. It's the intention to come back very well in the third quarter, but they may not have the depth that's enough. If Alison O'Dwyer is to take a seat, they don't really have the depth to be able to back that up and continue on this run as having Burgess drives inside. You can't get the shot off the drop before.
Sure.
That's been called.
And on Lauren Jackson. Crowd don't like the call. Harry Graff hates the call. Just tell by the look on her face. There is nothing left on the clock, but Annie Burgess is going to the line for a couple of free throws. And she just got out on it. She's got a couple of teammates to keep her company. The captain has decided they don't want to be part of this. Burgess makes the first free throw. It's 4 points for the game. She hasn't been in the offense. She gets the two free throws to make the three-quarter time score. Canberra Capitals 56 to Sydney 48. It's 8, the lead. Without that, it would have been a 10-point lead, which was, I suppose, their goal to try and get under 10, but it would have still been a 10-point lead for the Capitals. So three-quarter time, it's Canberra Capitals leading the Sydney Panthers 56 to 48. And so as we are about to start the fourth quarter here of this little Western Basketball League match from the AIS Arena, it's the Canberra Capitals still in front by 8, 56 to 48. Panthers having the better of that third quarter though as they made a great run coming back. They won the quarter 26 to 18 and shooting obviously made a big difference. They shot 24% in the first half, but in the third quarter they shot at 53%, making 8 of 15. But more importantly, where they've really made the comeback is in the three-point shooting, where they've hit 4 of 5 for the quarter. So it brings them up to 6 of 14 overall for the game, and the sheer whole shooting percentages, of course, have moved up greatly. So it's going to be an exciting fourth quarter. Just taking a look at some of the individual stats in the Sydney Panthers. Alison O'Dwyer is their top scorer with 13 points. She's got 4 rebounds. Belinda Snow with 11 points and 8 rebounds. The only other player in double figures so far for the Sydney Panthers. Well, for the Canberra Capitals, Lauren Jackson's stats, they stand out, 19 points and 14 rebounds. Certainly doing a great job. Also, she's got 4 assists. We've been talking about, she's been forced to pass it around a bit more. So Sandy with 18 points, Lucille Hamilton with 8, and it's the next top scorer. So pretty much even the stats at this stage. The game is certainly closing up as the Panthers are starting to make this run on the Canberra Capitals. So let's see if the teams come back out for the fourth quarter. Just what will happen here in the deciding quarter of this Women's National Basketball League match. So the teams come out for a jump ball. Lauren Jackson up against Allison O'Dwyer. At the end of this season. Rubio, Jackson and O'Dwyer. Jackson gets the better of it again to Abrams. Abrams will bring it into the front court. Comes back to the centre of the court, heading to the left side, into finds Lucille Hamilton, right side to Sharp, inside Lauren Jackson, she has to pass out, a few double teams, finds Lucille Hamilton on the baseline, drops in the window, runs down, and Linda Snell comes up to the rebound, and brings it down court for the Panthers. Phillip jumper from Burgess on Gray, Eleanor Sharp diving into the rebound, getting it quickly. The Capitals quickly go to court as well. She still stands left hand corner as Lauren is Lucille Hamilton back out to Abrams. Right side is Sharp. Looking for Sanders. Stolen away by Rebecca McKinnon from behind. Quickly off to Natalie Hughes. Driving in at the basket. And it's going to be a charge call on Natalie Hughes. As Kelly Abrams will have had good defensive position there as Hughes was trying to take him in at the basket. And so Kelly Abrams dragging the foul there out of Hughes. Big play there for the Capitals as Hughes is taking it to the basket. The Capitals get the in more from the in line. They're sort of standing there and inbound to Kelly Abrams. Well, just keeping close watch on here as he brings it across there. For the court. Up to Shelly Sandy. Right side to Sharp. And for Shelly Sandy, the right post. Finally gets it into her. Turn around jumper from Shelly Sandy. Rose goes. Ball tripped around and Rebecca McKinnon comes up to the rebound for Sydney. off long down court to Burgess, off to Hughes, pass to O'Dwyer for the layup, Wade Gowan, Ryan Jackson grabs in the rebound, Sydney Blue, an opportunity there to close the gap. It's still 56-48, over a minute and a quarter gone here in the final quarter. Play inside, oh, great play from Sharp as the pass inside to Lucille Hamilton right under the basket for the easy layup, and the Capitals get the first point for the final quarter and go back up by 10, 58-48 as Burgess now puts it on the floor and brings it to the right side of the key. Begins the cut by cutting through, goes back to McKinnon to Hughes in the last quarter, back out to McKinnon driving in. Off to the left for Narelle Lindsay, or Navi Hughes it was, with a big three, and it's just a 7 point lead, big 3-pointer there from that lead is the Capitals have the ball back in the front court. Sharp driving to the baseline, stripped by Burgess, out of bounds off Burgess though. The Capitals will get the ball back. The lead is down to 7 with 7:59 to go here. We're in the final quarter, and the winner of this quarter, of course, will determine who's the champion of the league. Jackson around, out and a pass to Raven, send the right through to Sharp, it won't go. Fouled in the act, rebound, and trying to stick it back, was fouled in the act of shooting. If you go to the line for the Capitals and try to extend the lead, the big three from Sharp out on the right, Jackson in perfect position just to the left, and Rebecca McKinnon's called for the foul on the lead team. Allison O'Dwyer sits down, and Miguel Lindsay comes back in for Sydney. Ron Jackson makes the first of the three plays. Teammates over to say congratulations. Sydney 20 points, 14 rebounds. Makes the second, 2-2 for her. And the lead is back to 60-51. 9-point lead for the Capitals as McKinnon brings it into the backcourt. Right side of Hughes. Back to Snell. Left side of Burgess. Back to McKinnon at the top. To the right side for Snell. Good ball movement. Snell drives inside. Stolen away by Kelly Abrams as he tried to go to the baseline. Well, it's passed to Sharp, who tries to take it to the basket. Looked a little tentative and missed the easy layup, didn't he? Get out of jail on that one and bring it back into the front court. Snell on the right wing. It's back to McKinnon. Driving in against Lauren Jackson, who forces a bad, a very tentative layup out of McKinnon, and the shot misses now. Back to Jackson in the front court. Too late. Pass back out to Sharp. Two Athens again. Jackson again on the baseline. Turn around jumper. Won't go this time, and a couple of Capitals in there trying for the rebound, knocking away out of bounds, so Sydney get it back. And Jackson, that's the shot which is almost automatic from holding the baseline. That means turn around jumper from about 10 to 12 feet. And there, almost automatic. Yeah, that one didn't drop now. Burgess around a screen, so like jumper won't go. Jackson's a little defensive board. Kelly Adams did work on Burgess. Of course, the missed shot. Abrams brings it into the tough court for Sydney. 60-51, the Capitals leading, 6:38 to go. We see Hamilton steps up. Left side to Sherry Sandy. Sharp. Right side to Abrams. Abrams inside to Lucille Hamilton. No stole. No, Narelle Lindsay coming in for the steal. He's called for the foul. And, the ball was down low. The pass into midfield was down low. And Lindsay coming around. They almost got the steal. Couldn't quite do it and called for the foul. So the Capitals will have it from the inline. Kelly Abrams and Richmond in down the pass. Finds Lucille Hamilton under the basket for the easy two. And she lays it in. She just got away from her defensive assignment. Why don't get into the basket? And comes up with the 62-51. 11-point lead. 3 points off from McKinnon from the left. And down it goes. The 3-pointer has been a big part of the second half resurgence from Sydney as McKinnon comes up with a big one. Now, to Sandy off left side to Abrams. Abrams inside to Lauren Jackson, the turnaround jumper won't go this time either. And Lucille Hamilton got the offensive board that was forced into trouble. She tried to stick it back and good hands in there from the defensive players. And then Lindsay was one of them, and Annie Burgess were fighting in there. And they forced the travel out of Hamilton to turn over against the Capitals. So it'll be sideline ball, the run leads to inbound it for the Panthers. Burgess brings it into the front court. English play on the shot. Dribbles to the right side, going to the baseline for a jumper. Won't go, but she'll drag the foul out of Eleanor Sharp and that'll put her off the line. Maybe a shooting foul for Annie Burgess. She's just sort of leaning in on Sharp, who
trying to get in front of it, but was starting to get a bit on the side. So good call there from the referees. And Burgess will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Lucille Hennigan sitting down close by her youngest sister Jacinta for the Capitals. First free throw from Burgess is successful. Burgess getting very good from the line. 6 points, two assists. Got three rebounds as well. Two from two, is it? No, this one won't drop them out of bounds off Snell. And so just one from two there for any Burgess for the Sibley Panthers. Now, Campbell, bringing into the front court, left side. Driving along the baseline, out of bounds off McKinney's leg as he's moved their tickets, going to a second puck will reset. So Sandy will come across and inbound the ball. There's long outside to Sharp. Sharp back to Abrams on the left, to Harry Sharp, to Abrams again on the left. Goes to the baseline, pass out of there for Sharp, driving him down the lane, takes it into the basket, and tries to lay it in. And fouled in the Eskies shooting, we put her at the line as well. Put it back in, Becky McKinnon or Alison O'Dwyer, one of those two in there. I think it's Becky McKinnon that pulled that foul on for reaching in as Sharp was driving to the basket. So Sharp at the free throw line for the Capitals. It's the first. Makes that one. The Capitals safely in front at this stage. Quite not shooting, but she's been doing other things for the Capitals. He makes two from two for the Capitals this time. And it's about to a 10-point lead, 64-54, and just over 5.5 minutes to go. To the right to Lindsay. Back to O'Dwyer, to Burgess. Burgess, moving back to the centre of the court. Goes left side to Snell, being watched very closely by Shelley Sane. He's over O'Dwyer. Takes on Jackson in the basket. Great go, but this time Lindsay comes around and steals the ball back for Sydney. Now McKinnon across the piece. Outlet pass to Burgess, almost losing it. Burgess inside to O'Dwyer, taking on Jackson again. Drives from the basket, and I think Jackson says, hey, get that out of here. He gets that one out of bounds, and but Sydney again with the turn down the ball from the end line. And Jackson and Alison O'Dwyer, of course, teammates at the AIS in the championship team a couple of years ago. Also, the defensive assignments have changed here as Matthew Hughes comes back in. Kelly Ravens just across to Kate Kerr, and Eleanor Sharp goes back across to Kate Burgess. Sydney inbound the ball. Now Hughes on the left, looking to go inside, slips back out the three. Now driving in at the basket, takes on Jacinta Hamilton, who blocks the shot, ball on the ground. Oh, he's driving on it. Shelley Sandy got him down there. But a big jump ball. Shelley Sandy was around the capital. A couple of Sydney players down there. It was interesting to see which one of them it is that just to do in the jump ball. There's a good block shot from Jacinta Hamilton. She tried to take it in there. Shelley Sandy diving on the ball. I think from watching the amazing group, Snow was that the this can be in the jump ball. She wins the pick two as she gets the ball back now. And 3 point Turkey on the left, trying to drive into the key. Pass off Lindsay from the right for three. Won't go, Lindsay on Jackson. Possibly very casually. Inbound the ball from behind the basket. And she was almost out of balance. And she tried to flip it back inside. Hit the back of the board and out of bounds. Capitals, the Panthers get the ball back. Inbound pass to Lindsay, almost stolen away by Abrams. Lindsay gets back up, takes it into the basket, lays it, and full jumper shot off balance. Down to go for the 64-56, 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Capitals have the ball stolen away by Snell. She tips it forward, takes it to the basket, down out of bounds, lays it up and in. And all of a sudden, it's the six-point game as the Panthers show they've now got to give up their title. A couple of amazing plays for Sydney. Now, Sally Sandy on the turnaround jump and leaves that one short. Lindsay with the rebound. And Sydney are off and running, coming down court. Pull up at the free throw line. There's left for Lindsay for Hughes. Three-point shot won't go. Ball tackling around. The pressure is falling all over the place. The Panthers all of a sudden let the ball into the front court. The pass into the... Sharp Jacinta Hamilton at the feet. Caroline, what's going on here? His player is finally getting back into position. How sharp comes around this again. Takes the pass inside and still standing. Stolen away by Hughes divers on it. Lindsay dived on it there. And that gives it up to Annie Burgess, who'll bring it into the front court. All of a sudden, everything's starting to go Sydney's way. Burgess brings it into the front court. Off to a drive along the baseline. Jackson says, no way, he's coming into my territory. And he gets that one, puts it out to Kelly Abrams, who'll bring it into the front court for Sydney. As you see in the paint, it's Lauren Jackson's territory in there. And she does a great job. Now, this is the couple of takes a bit of right. Back to Lauren Jackson. A three from the top and down it goes. Huge three from Lauren Jackson. 67-58. 9-point lead with just under 3 minutes to go. And that should, certainly not over at this stage. And, Sydney has hit some big threes in this game as we're trying to lead. Now Snell driving in past Kelly Sam. He gets the ball up past Lauren Jackson, but there's no drop for the Panthers. The lead is 9. The Capitals leading by 9. 2.5 minutes to go. 67-58. What can Sydney do now as the Capitals try to take it inside? Lauren Jackson pass outside for Jacinta. Driving the shot. Pass in. Kick pass to Kelly Abrams. The layup won't drop, and Dwyer with the rebound took the up to Snell, so Panthers with an opportunity to close it down. Left side of Hughes, pass the side to Dwyer, going to take on Jackson again, takes it inside. Layup won't drop, and Annie Burgess is left all alone underneath the basket on the other side, and she just lays it in. 67-60, Panthers. Well, they've still got a 7-point lead, which you'd rather be in than Sydney's position, but Sydney showed lots of tenacity and lots of fighting challenges in the Capitals score a timeout. And Terry Draft, obviously, wanting to calm things down. A lot of plays in the last couple of minutes, and it's quite amazing. A couple of shots that have been taken. Belinda Snell's falling to the ground, just tucking it up in the basket, and in it went. And just prior to that, Lachlan Hughes was a shot that was very off balance. She picked up the ball while she was actually sitting on the ground, got up and dribbled forward and put it up. And she was really starting to have a big effect on this game as the longer it goes on. And so it's going to be an interesting last couple of minutes here. Capitals haven't got this one won yet. Harry Grass giving the instructions, and Karen Dalton obviously telling her girls to keep it going as well. The Capitals coming back out, so he's standing. Well, are these the last couple of minutes, and will they be a winning one? We'll wait and see. Sydney come out as well. See that, what can Sydney do? If the Capitals have the ball low, it'll be Shelly Sanders who'll bring it down into the front court. Rip it across the goal, leaving Peter close enough on her. Left side to Sharp, back to Sanders. Inside pass to Lauren Jackson, off to Sharp, to Sanders. Right side to Kim Williams, who's come into the game. Inside to Lucille Hamilton, turn around up there. Right go. Look, that one a little bit earlier. It was a bit off balance, and Lanny Burgess quickly into the front court. Pass off to Noelle Lindsay taking it from the basket. Kim Williams has found her. So Lindsay will go to the line for a couple of free throws. 67-60, 1:44 to go. It's Sydney looking to try and make a run. Kim Williams coming across on the defense. He's getting too much contact on the players. So that wouldn't drop. But there will give Lindsay a chance for a couple of free throws. Lindsay looking at the basket. Dribble a couple of times. First free throw won't go this time for Lindsay. Ball back for the second free throw. This is the second one. This one's very left, and that's back to a 6-point game, 67-61. Well, he's going to get the ball from the inbound pass. Down on the left to Tim Breelings. Breelings just standing there waiting. Finds Shelly Sandy back at the top again. Just drives from the baseline, comes inside. Half outside to Lauren Jackson. 3-point shot won't go. Breelings gets the last pass out of bounds. But we've got a foul called on Sydney. I think it was on Narelle Lindsay for trying to hold on to Tim Williams' arm as Williams is trying to drag in that rebound. So there's a minute and a half to go. Capitals still lead by 67-61. Tim Williams going to the line. Free throw shooting here. Could put things away. Obviously both sides really going at it. And as long as Sydney are trailing, they'll be doing whatever they can. Williams to the first free throw, missing. And grand finals here with the Capitals a couple of years ago. Went to New Zealand, played the league over there and won a championship as well. Makes the second free throw. So it's 68-61 as Burgess brings the ball into the front court for the Panthers. Now taking on Sharp. Phillip jumper at the free throw line. Down it goes. Didn't waste much time off the clock and pull up and gets a quick two. 68-63. Kelly Sanders looking to bring the ball into the front court. Being very close. He's in full court pressure on the ball handlers. Certainly in this fourth quarter. To the right side of Sharp, looking to drag the baseline. Passes off to Jackson. To Abrams on the left. Kelly Sandy on the baseline. Turnaround jumper and both go. Sharp keeps it alive to Jackson. Capitals still have the ball. We're now inside a minute to go. Abrams, left side, to Sharp. Sharp looking to come out of there. Goes to Jackson. Newlands on the right wing. Looking to come out of the corner. So going cross court to Abrams. Quick pass to Sharp on the baseline. Off to Newlands with a little jumper. Won't go. Jackson, however, manages to grab the rebound and stick it back in. And it's 70-63 to the Tampa Capitals, who must be feeling pretty good with 39 seconds to go. 39 seconds, the Capitals up by 7, 70-63. We've got a timeout called by Sydney. As didn't seem to be too aware, all the referees really, as play seemed to go on. It's a 22nd timeout, in fact, called by Sydney. Karen Dalton just wants to have a quick chat about things. 39 seconds and 7 points in the game. You'd say the Capitals, at this stage, are starting to look fairly good to take out the championship. Aaron Bolton just pressing a couple of quick points. The last couple of possessions have been pretty quick, haven't wasted much time off the clock. Looking for some quick baskets and see what they can do. So the team's come back out, just a 10-second timeout, so we'll just get on the side and have a chat now. Inbound pass finds Burgess. He brings it down quickly, goes to the right, pass off to three-pointer from the right side, and all of a sudden it's a four-point game. Powered by Snell on Wheelings on the air off the inbound pass, and put Wheelings at the free throw line. But very quickly, Burgess is bringing it down the right side, the pass to Hughes on the right, and he hits the big three. And all of a sudden it's a four-point game, and now that seven-point lead is just disappearing very quickly. Amazing what one play can do to a game. It certainly didn't waste time as they dragged the foul straight from the inbound ball. Wheelings misses the first free throw, so still a four-point game. They'll get the ball back after this free throw from Wheelings. Wheelings picks it up, makes second. Now that's a five-point lead. 71-66, 31 seconds as Burgess brings it over the front court. Now driving inside, pass out left for a dryer for three from the left. Won't go. Burgess gets the rebound, took three to Wheelings. Wheelings loses it back to Lindsay off to Hughes. Hughes hits another three. Another huge three from the top of the key, and it's a two-point game, 71-69. Is this deja vu like last year? Sydney just coming back, and Napoli Hughes with two huge threes in the last couple of seconds. A foul off the inbound pass, they put the Capitals at the line at the other end, but it's a two-point game, 71-69. This time we're going to have a proper timeout. We're going to have a proper big chat about this because, obviously, this game is nowhere near over. And the Capitals, they'll be a little bit worried, 71-69. And obviously, having thoughts of what happened last year, when Sydney came back in the last few minutes and suddenly stole a title. And Sydney must be feeling pretty good at this stage, the way they're coming back. Matthew Hughes, two huge threes from her. And then they're not wasting time, they just put plays down court. She's getting free and hitting them. And so it's obviously a good play and a good way to get some production out of this one. So we'll wait and see how they come out of this timeout. Karen Dalton giving the instructions to her team. Karen Grass defending that instruction is still the Capitals. This is going to be an exciting last few seconds here of the 2001-2002 Grand Final. Sydney up and ready to come back in. The Capitals out there as well. Jackson, Abrams, Sharp, Wheelings, and Kelly Sandy, Lindsay, Annie Burgess, Snow, O'Dwyer, and Hughes out for the for the Sydney Panthers as Kelly Abrams will go to the line for the free throws. Makes the first. That makes it a 3-point lead, 72-69. Kelly Abrams. That's in for Christian Beal earlier in the season, and Beal went down injured. This is the second one. Jackson can't get the rebound. 72-69, 14 seconds on the clock as Burgess has it in the front court. Drives into the basket. Shot won't go. Jackson gets the rebound. Burgess pushing and a bit of shoving and pushing going on there between Jackson and Burgess. A foul called against Stanley Burgess. And then a bit of pushing and barging going on after it. So Burgess have done, the referees are having a chat about this. Let me see what they signal, what the decision here. Obviously there was a foul initially by Burgess. What a foul called on... That's called on Burgess, and then a second foul. And Andy Burgess is not happy. Andy Burgess is not happy with the referees, remonstrating with the referees. Jackson got the rebound, and Burgess reached in and tried to steal it, and then came in and gave Jackson a bit of a push afterwards, after the foul had been called in the ball. So Burgess fouls out, which is a little bit unfortunate this late stage of the game. We've got about 8 seconds left on the clock. And Lauren Jackson walks to the other end of the court for free throws as Burgess sits down. This could virtually decide it. She misses the first. 72-69. Jackson. Takes the second. Makes the second of the free throws. Now, two got lots of fouls called. The Capitals are going to get... Jackson's going to get 4 free throws, and the Capitals will get the ball back. Jackson makes the second. The third. But she made 2 of 3, 74-69, makes the third of the 4, and then turns and salutes the crowd. And the Capitals will get the ball from the side, 7.3 seconds left on the clock as the ball is inbounded to Abrams, and she's fouled immediately by Hughes. That winds down about 0.9 of a second off the clock. That should put Abrams to go to the line. So you think now, with just 6.4 seconds on the clock, that the Cavaliers have got this one. Those free throws really putting the match beyond Sydney's reach. Abrams at the line. This one's well, it was in and pops back out. So Abrams not looking overly concerned. Just a second. Sydney will need something very, very quickly. This is the second free throw, the ball loose. Snell down court, quickly off to Lindsay. Inside, steps inside, shot won't go. Ball tucked around inside, out of bounds, and it's all over. And the Canberra Capitals are the 2001-2002 WNBL champions, and the Canberra crowd are going crazy as the Capitals have beaten the Panthers 75-69. And they are all together, all the players in the centre of the court there for the Capitals in celebration of a tough, tough victory as Sydney certainly made the Capitals work for it in the fourth quarter, getting it down just 2 points with less than a minute in the last minute. But the Capitals have won it and they are happy. They are ecstatic as they're starting to celebrate what has been a great victory here at the AIS Arena in the 2001-2002 Grand Final. It's the Canberra Capitals who defeated the Sydney Panthers 75-69. Well, we talked about emotion before the game, and obviously emotion is huge here at the AIS Arena. A farewell match for Shelley Sandy, and she's gone out in the best possible fashion, winning the last game of basketball. It just happened to be the season grand final. So for Shelley Sandy, her great career comes to an end in only the very best way it could. So the Canberra Capitals 75 has defeated the Sydney Panthers 69. Let's just take a look at the stats then, and the Sydney Panthers, they've got 4 players in the double figures. Matthew Hughes, who had such a huge impact in that fourth quarter, with a couple of 3-pointers, really, really closed that gap. She's got 18 points, 3 rebounds, and certainly was a huge factor in the match there at the end. Alison O'Dwyer and Belinda Snell both with 13 each. O'Dwyer, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Belinda Snell, 13 points, 11 rebounds
for her. She had a big match, and their play on the boards and the way they were double teaming Lauren Jackson certainly forced some different tactics, but certainly played well. Annie Gorgeous, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists before she fouled out in the last few seconds. Nora Lindsay with 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. All having big matches and having an impact on the Sydney Panthers and their performance. Certainly has been a tremendous performance by them. They certainly came back. They were down by 16 at half time, and you wouldn't have thought that they were really in going to make it that close, but they certainly did, and almost looked like they were going to pinch it in the last minute. So for the Canberra Capitals, well, Shelley Sandy in her last game, 18 points, 3 rebounds. Lucille Hamilton at 12 points, 9 rebounds and a couple of blocks, and certainly was a big factor as well. Royal Sharp didn't do much scoring in just 4 points, but had 6 rebounds and 11 assists, and was certainly passing it off, and certainly a good record there. Certainly getting the production to help them out. The outstanding stats of the game, and there's no doubt about these, when you just look at them, they certainly tell the story as Lauren Jackson. 29 points, 21 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 block shots, and just an outstanding performance. The shooting percentages for the game overall, 35% by the Capitals and 34% by the Sydney Panthers, certainly telling the story. It was three-pointers, three-point shooting that really got the Capitals back into the game, the Panthers back into the game, and they hit 9 of 20 for the game, 9 of 20. At 45%, they hit 7 of 12 in the second half. So the three-point shooting certainly helped the Panthers. Well, for the Capitals, they hit just 3 of 13. But overall, the final score is what really matter, and it's the Canberra Capitals that get to celebrate, because the Capitals have defeated the Sydney Panthers 75-69. MVP for the match, well, obviously, with 29 points, 21 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 block shots. What can you say? But Lauren Jackson taking out the MVP, and to end what has been a wonderful WNBL Grand Final. The All-Star 5 announced for the WNBL season, and a couple of Adelaide Lightning players, Jake King and Rachel Smoon, were part of that. Nathan Hughes of the Sydney Panthers, a member of the All-Star 5. Kenny Taylor, the leading scorer in the WNBL set for the NBL season. Kenny Taylor, a member of that, and the fifth member of the All-Star 5, Lauren Jackson, no surprise there. So Jay King, Rachel Spoor, Nathan Gere, Kenny Taylor, Lauren Jackson, will be named in the WNBL All-Star 5 as the conclusion of the Grand Finals. But the Grand Finals belongs to the Canberra Capitals, who have defeated the Sydney Panthers 75-69.
They always got on court. They were cheering for you so hard.
Yeah, I know. It must have been frustrating. It's hard sitting there, watching them feeling like, get out of the control. We're in close control of the court, obviously. So they tried to do it tough, but they're wonderful, nice, but, a better bench.
and a champion at home and front of your own home crowd.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's sunk in yet. It's very special for two reasons, and that's the retirement of Shelley, I think, and also for our fans here, because we felt like we really let them down last season. And, you know, they're kind of cliche and all that, but it's true. I mean, we have some more support here. We've got fans to meet sponsors and supporters from last season, and we really put your points for them and for ourselves as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Gemma, championship in front of you.
Very, very, very satisfying. It was an amazing crowd, and I've been there. I was a little bit scared that last year would come out once, but thank God we won.
You talk about grand finals, we want great games. We certainly got one out there.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had a good lead, and third quarter they came out, and I've come out right against it. And we struggled a little bit, but we managed to put a few of them. And every time on the bench, we got below 10, we got all nervous. But it was a great game, and I would like to say that we were deserved winners, if I can say that.
The best team won on the day, yes.
Oh, yes, I hope so, yeah. But, it was very satisfying coming off last year, so good finish for Shelley as well.
Yeah, because there would have been a lot of talk about that her last game. The nerves seemed to disappear early.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about before the game being nervous and having a lot of nervous energy, but we've been a lot of it during the warm-up, and I think we went out there and played like with the hunger that we had last year, because of the show, there was nothing going to get away from us.
We've got it. The chance to decide all the teams here. It's all in.
Thank you. Thanks, Triple H, for all your help this year. Appreciate it.
WNBL championship.
Yes, it's the second one that I've got. With the girls, it's a great team and we fully deserve it.
Your first one, of course, you won it out late. This one back home in front of your home crowd.
Yeah, and the first one was sweet, but this is so much sweeter. We'd lost one away, we'd lost one at home. I mean, we won one away, lost one at home, and the only thing left was to win one at home, and finally we've done it.
What was it like sitting there on the sideline looking at that last quarter?
All I got was visions of last season and what happened, and that's all I could think about. But the girls stuck with it, stuck with our stuff, and came through.
And the final minute there, when finally Lauren got those couple of hours, 4-3, 6-3, did you kind of feel you won it?
I did. Graffy says never say that, but inside I knew we won it, and it just felt great, the feeling that you got that fast, so
Well, congratulations. It's nice to have the field title again.
It is. Thank you very much. Very happy.
And now the party begins.
Yeah, so that's
going to
be nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations, Shelley, and best for the
future. Yeah, thanks a lot.
What range of sport in town for the grand final? What do you think of it?
I think that's been absolutely magnificent game. Canberra had the upper hand most of it, but look, Sydney, Everton lost. They just came back, got the momentum, and yeah, it was a couple of shots didn't really go their way. It was kind of totally ended up being a great grand final. Wow.
It certainly was. The feelings of deja vu from last year, in fact, there.
Oh, look, and I'm sure that was going through Grace's mind as well, and the Canberra girls. But no, it was obviously Canberra's day, and it's really strange that they've had a lot of effort with injuries, so it was a great effort to get up,
wasn't it? Of course, you were here to name them the little star five, but it's simple, congratulations.
Thank you, but I'd rather trade it for a body suit and then Freddie and Shelley. Out on the court today. Luke's emotions. It was very hard being here live and watching the game, so I most probably wouldn't have watched it if I was in Adelaide. Yeah, you lament about what could have been, and you know, hindsight's wonderful, isn't it? But no, it's been an enjoyable day, anyway, and catching up with a lot of people as well.
So the shoulder and the neck and things feeling better now?
Yeah, look, I guess once you're not training and playing, obviously they do. Still a little bit on the mend, but hopefully within another week or so it should be back.
And looking after the babies?
Yeah, look, I'm certainly looking forward to that. You know, every week, every month that passes, it's amazing how your body changes. So I'm looking forward to it. September 18 is the big date.
We'll look forward to the good news. Thanks and congratulations on another great season.
Thanks.
Well, Karen Norton was very close at the end.
Yeah, pretty close, but probably, through the game, probably in the first half, and he's got a pretty poor percentage, and all credit to the officer coming back in the second half, and he's doing a really, really good job.
At half-time, I think you said you wanted to try and get it down under 10, and you got it down. Getting close. The plan was working.
Well, the plan was working. Because, as a coach, you try and give them some achievable goal, and, for me, not saying get rid of the 10-point deficit at half-time is probably not something that you say to the girls, and giving them something, let's get it under 10 before 3 quarter time, and, then it's a ball game. I think anything under 10 in the fourth quarter is a ball game. So, as I said, I think the girls did a fantastic job coming back in the second half, and, a lot of us did in fact the ball in the hole, but they did a great job and gave themselves a shot at the end.
Yeah, a couple of big threes there. Nathie Hughes having a big game.
Well, Nat hadn't made one in the first half, with 0 points at the top time, but she made that roll out and came out, and she's a shooter and she's a great player and she's had a great season. And last week she made an overtime, she's got the 8 points in overtime, and it was just a matter of time before the ball went in the hole, and once that happened, she was scoring.
And you, mine's actually up to 29, but you seem to do a pretty good job on it.
Oh, we did that. I think we did an okay job. I still think that she was a fairly dominant attack during the game. There's no doubt about that. She deserved the MVP of the final, and, we just don't have someone as big and strong as she is, and it makes it tough for a team as small as we are to, play to match up against people like her.
And the 2,000 at the end probably didn't help when you just finally got it close.
Well, you don't want to see a game end like that. I think it's really disappointing that they saw the intention. I think it could have been called on either player. I think they both, chested up to each other and had a few words to each other. That's just the way things go in grand finals. And very, very disappointing to see 4,000 in possession. But as I say, I think the game is over by then, and that's the way it goes.
But it was a great game, but a great grand final. You couldn't ask for much more of a grand final.
Except for Tampa win. No, it was a great grand final. And, as I said, I said before the game, if we get a shot, it would be good. But I really wanted the girls to finish on a high note. But, I think they've done a damn good job playing from fourth spot to make the grand final. And, to play as well as what they did, particularly in the second half, because that's the team.
Well, congratulations on a great season and another great grand final.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for joining us once again for WNBL on Triple FFM. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage right throughout the season. And as we leave you now for 2002, we'd like to thank all the help we've had from all the teams and officials right throughout the year. On behalf of Mark Aston, Jeff Marnie, Jeffrey Adams, Chris Mazeal, I'm Craig Revell. I hope you've enjoyed our grand final coverage here on Triple FFM.